This is Viba Podcast. Thank you for joining in our morning daily devotion.
Are you trapped or strapped? When you face a crisis in your life, you sometimes do not want others to know about it for the fear of them interpreting it as a punishment from God, or they say you deserve it. They do not see the hand of God on you. When the Lord led the people of Israel through the wilderness, Pharaoh thought the Israelites are confused. They are trapped in the wilderness. In Exodus 14 verse 3, you read about it. This is how many look at a crisis, is it not? They are quick to judge us and they pass remarks that are so hurting. You hear them and you too feel that the Lord has intentionally done this to you. Pharaoh would have felt it in his heart that it is the best time to attack them when they are trapped, confused, and closed with no way to escape. Moses and God knew that they are not trapped, but they are strapped to the Lord as He leads them through the wilderness. He is not sending them into the wilderness, but He is accompanying them in the wilderness. Friends, I want you to notice in Exodus chapter 3, verse 3, verse 9 and verse 14, three times the hand of the Lord is mentioned. Let me read to you. This is a day to remember forever, the day you left Egypt, the place of your slavery. Today the Lord has brought you out by the power of His mighty hand. Verse 9, let it remind you always to recite this teaching of the Lord. With a strong hand, the Lord rescued you from Egypt. Then again in verse 14, and in the future, your children will ask you, what does all this mean? Then you will tell them, with the power of His mighty hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt, the place of our slavery. Did you see the difference in the way people look at things? Others may see that you are trapped inside the wilderness, but the child of God will confidently travel through the wilderness, not with fear, not complaining, but rejoicing, telling the generation to follow how the Lord strapped them to Himself and safely brought them through the wilderness journey. He did not bring them out of Egypt to leave them confused and to trap them. He brought them to celebrate the goodness of God in the land of promise. Friend, how do you look at your situation? You feel trapped? Or do you believe that the Lord has strapped you to Himself and taking you through the wilderness? Do not give ear to words of defeat, negative words, words of condemnation, but listen to the words of comfort, words of courage, and the words of promise from the mouth of the Lord. When you give ear to discouraging words, you will always find the journey to be a burdensome one. But when you turn your thoughts towards God, you will find Him lifting your spirits with words of assurance, promising you His strength and the words of the certainty of His promise. Anyone will get lost in the wilderness, for it is a new experience. That is why it is safe and secure to travel with one who knows the foot track so well. My friend, remember Jesus Christ also had a wilderness experience. He knows your heart in the journey, your testings, and your concerns. For the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet He did not sin. He is your trusted guide through the wilderness. You are not trapped, but strapped. Let us remember these wilderness lessons for today. Don't interpret your wilderness experience the way others see it, but the way the Lord sees it. Secondly, in the wilderness, you will experience His nearness. Walk with Him. Have a good day. God bless you.
For more details, please contact 9163-6425-2164 or email us to info@fibaonline.org.